Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
How often have you heard the line, "He just couldn't say no"? Or the feminine version of that, which is, "She knew better than that. That's not how she was raised." What's the problem? What it was the individual did, or the lack of discipline that brought confrontation with a situation which the person knew was wrong. Often I will sit down with a couple whose marriage is failing, and a spouse will turn in anger to his or her mate and hurl the words, "Why did you do that?" The feeble response is often, "I don't know, I just couldn't help myself." Needed is discipline, or more specifically, self-discipline. The kind that has feet connected to a backbone which allows a person to walk away from temptation, or the strength to hit the button on the TV controller or click the mouse on your computer when you have strayed into areas which Paul called secret and shameful. My experience working with people leads me to conclude that most individuals who find themselves in moral quicksand are not blind to what they are doing. True, they aren't thinking through the consequences, but they simply don't have the self-discipline necessary to do a reverse about-face and close the door on temptation. What are the consequences of self-indulgence as opposed to self-discipline? A broken home, shattered confidence, a mate no longer trusts you, your loss of self-respect, perhaps God's hand of discipline too. Insight. You are free to make whatever decisions and choices you please, but you cannot control the consequences of those choices. For those who are God's children, not only does life yield harsh discipline, but God does as well. "Hey," you may say, "I thought God was a loving God." He is, and that is exactly why He disciplines His children. Says the New Testament book of Hebrews, "And you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when He rebukes you. Because the Lord disciplines those He loves. He punishes everyone He accepts as a son." Better to be pruned to grow, says John Trapp, than cut up to burn. It's still true. Hitting the wall can be a good thing. Sometimes a swift kick in the pants is what you need to realize you've got to change. So God uses discipline to get your attention, to help you realize that continuing on the path you're on leads to disaster. Charles Spurgeon wrote, "I bear my willing witness that I owe more to the fire and the hammer and the file than to anything else in the Lord's workshop." Changing your attitude is step number one. It's what the Bible calls repentance. It is the deep-seated emotion that helps you realize you have been playing with fire. It's time to change, and quickly. Step number two is changing your actions. It's important to realize that doing right brings with that decision God's help which you have lacked. No, God won't do it for you. But knowing that He's able to give you the resolve you lack makes it easier for you to do right, even when it's painful. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but of power, of love, and self-discipline. So wrote Paul to Timothy. Stop. Question. Who gives you power, love, and self-discipline? God does. Ask Him for it. And remember, He can make the difference in doing right.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.